Chapter 9. Monks.
Oliver got better. He was very happy in his new life.
Rose, can you teach me to read and write?
Yes, of course. We'll start today.
One day, Mrs. Maley called him.
Oliver, can you take this letter to the inn?
Yes, Mrs. Maley.
He ran to the village. At the inn, a strange man stopped him.
You! A curse on you! What are you doing here?
Oliver was afraid. He ran away.
Who is that man? Why did he speak to me like that?
One afternoon, some days later, Oliver was in his room. He turned and saw two men outside the window.
Fagin! And that man! Help! Help!
The servants ran outside to the garden.
There's nobody here. Perhaps it was your imagination.
I know they were here.
One evening, a visitor came to see Mr. Bumble.
Good evening. My name is Monks.
What can I do for you?
I need some information. I'm ready to pay you. Think back. 12 years ago, a young woman came here one night and a baby boy was born.
Ah. You mean Oliver Twist?
Yes. There was an old woman there that night. I want to speak to her. Bring her to me tomorrow at this address.
The next evening, Bumble brought the old woman to Monks.
You were with the mother when she died?
Yes, I was.
And did she give you something? Tell me. Here, take this money.
She gave me this ring. It was for the child, but I kept it. Look, it has a name on it. Agnes.
Monks threw the ring into the river.
That is the end of that. And don't say a word to anyone.
You can depend on me, Mr. Monks.